There's a nice story about Fariduddin Attar, you know. Not Attar, Shakarganj. So he was a very loved son of his mother, and mother was a very pious lady. Pious in the sense, not sake of piety or washing hands or hygienic, but pious. And she wanted her son to meet God face to face. So she tried to develop that way of life in her son like that. So as he grew up, she tried to tell him such stories that would bring about an urgent need for him about God, you know, wanting to see God and all that. So then he said, Mother, how is it possible that I will be able to do it? You want something so precious and you just want it for the sake of asking. You don't ask for a thing like that. You have to do, you have to aspire for it. So what should I do? This is, for 7 years you should go about begging for food. So when the time came, he remembered that and he went out begging for food. He did do so. 7 years he never ate food.
His mother told him.
Yeah. And then when he came back, he told mother that 7 years passed by and I remained begging for food and nothing has happened. He said, which food you beg for? Well, for my appetite. He says, as long as you have appetite to fill it, all right, you continue with it. Might as well cook food, might as well eat food. I didn't mean that. He says, which food? Food for your soul. You have to beg for that. So how do I do it? He says, don't eat for 7 years. So he went out not eating. He never ate. He was reduced to a skeleton. And then he went to mother and says, what's it? He says, but you have been eating water. Don't use water also. And that was the end of him. So I remember, and he was so desperate by that time. He didn't, of course he left off drinking water and food was no question. So then he was so emaciated that he hung himself upside down in a well. Well? Mm-hmm. Upside down, mind you.
Hung himself.
Long, hung himself.
The story didn't end. He was so emaciated.
But he desperate and emaciated. Nothing mattered with him now. So he was so, in his desperation, he hung himself upside down. He tied his feet. He sat on a well. There was some trunk of a tree there. And he tied his both feet with the ears. And he just took a somersault and hung himself upside down. He didn't care now to live without the sight of the Lord, without meeting the Lord. What's the sense? So then it is said that naturally these vultures and crows, they started flying around him. So they couldn't find any flesh on his body. So they started going after the eyes, they were still there. So he addresses these crows and says that, oh, you can eat anything that you want of this body, but leave the eyes alone. Because they are still longing to have the sight of the beloved. So eyes are, if eyes can be used properly, they are to be used only to see him. Otherwise the eyes have no worth. That's what Farid Sahib told us.
He was a saint or a poet. Who is this?
He was a poet. And at the same time, he became a master later on. Then what happened is, of course, people saw this, all what's happening. So they took care of him, they took him. In the meantime, he met the master and all that. And then, in his desperation, master was there. Master comes automatically when the time comes. There's no need for you to go in search of master. Master is always in search for his disciples. So when he came, when he was freed from all this torture or that life of desperation, then of course he regained his normality and he was sitting one day in the desert area. He was in India, Patan, his name, his place was. So he was, there was a caravan passing by, traders were passing by. And he was so hungry, all of a sudden he had the appetite to have something. So he's asking those caravan people passing by. And they were carrying dates, you know, sugar, that nowadays we have these sugar, but we have, you know, those candy-like things, crystallized sugar. What do you all have crystals?
Rock candy.
So that and dried dates, which is not dried dates as you call them, kharat we call it. More than the dried dates, you know, and coconuts and all that. So, caravan was passing by of these dried fruits, in short. So he asked the caravan leader, he was seated quietly, he couldn't even speak out loud. He says, can I have anything to eat? So he says, we don't have anything to eat, but you all have camel loads like this, you have got. He says, no, it's just sand and rocks we are carrying. Oh. So he just didn't say anything. Oh, he said, oh. And then, as soon as they start stepping further, a step or two, they started settling down on earth because they couldn't carry the load that they were carrying, you know. And dried fruits, very low, a light load. But that whole volume of that became solid. Sand and rocks, you know. And still in that area you find these things, dried dates and almonds, and what do you call
them?
They are not grow. The sand formation is like that. The rock formations are like that. They are all scattered like that. They are all scattered there. They couldn't carry further. Farid Sahib, his name was Farid Sahib.
This is
Shakkar Ganj. And this was true at the time. His name is Shakkar Ganj because it is a sugar, storehouse of sugar. So because his mother would induce him, child, as I told you, from his childhood, mother would be taking care of him. So trying to bribe the child towards the worship of the Lord. So no sooner he would say a prayer, then mother would give a candy to the child, have it. So, like, he was very happy. So he was fond of sugar. He had a sweet tooth. So every time it was like that. Once it so happened that while he prayed, mother forgot to. Then mother said that you'll find it underneath this. So she'll put it underneath this. But one day mother forgot to put there sugar candy there. So then he prayed. And without asking his mother, he took out one and he ate. He thought that the mother had kept it. Again he put another one, another day, and every time it would come out from underneath, without his knowing. He thought that the mother put it. And mother thought that, well, he has grown up, now he doesn't, he now realizes what it is. But he didn't lose the habit of having sugar candy. Every time he would have it. As soon as he would unfold this, then he would have one. So that's why he is named as Shakkar Ganj, the storehouse of candy. Farid the Shakkar Ganj.